Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Beautiful.
Doing fabulous. I got your headlines here. If you pick the real one, you get to go to a Reds game. How about that?
That sounds great.
I know. So here we go. Is it A guy tried to post bail with counterfeit bills? Is it B, a woman tried to pay for her McDonald's with Monopoly money? Or C, man tries to pay $270 bar bill with pennies?
I'm going to go with C.
No, it's not C, although that would be the most fun one.
I like
bunch.
That one, too, yeah.
No, it's the guy posting bail with counterfeit money.
Oh, dumb.
Yeah, this is one of those situations where I feel bad for the guy at first because he wasn't even involved in the initial crime here, but by the end, he deserved to get arrested for more than one reason. Cops in Waterboro, Maine responded to a report of a stolen vehicle on Sunday, and they stopped a guy who was walking nearby because they thought he was involved. Well, it turns out he was not involved, but there was a warrant out for his arrest because he had been caught shoplifting from Walmart. So they took him to jail for that, booked him, and then let him post $200 in bail to get out. Only problem with that is he tried to post bail with counterfeit bills.
Whoopsies.
Yep. He handed them two $100 bills that were not real. Now we got to tack on a forgery charge.
Got a problem.
And took him right back to his cell. Boy, that takes a set. He paid another $100 in bail to get out later that day, apparently with real money that time. He is due in court on August 4th.
Wow.
I just want a little glimpse into the thought process there. These are good-looking bills. I don't think they'll ever notice.
Yeah.
Or, I don't have that kind of money. I'm going to have to dip into the counterfeit.
So where do you even get counterfeit bills?
I think you have to make them, don't you?
Well, I mean, I imagine there are people that are making them, and then you purchase them for less than the face value of the counterfeit.
You got to launder them. Haven't you watched Ozark?
No.
By the plate so you can print them.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Got to put them in the dryer first and get them rolled.
I don't know. I just think anybody that's making counterfeit bills has to be smart enough that they could do something legit and legal.
Yeah,
and
but
make,
what's the
get
fun
paid
of that,
to do
this
it.
There's no fun in that at all.
Zero fun.
Exactly.
Stop sucking the fun out of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm wondering. Is it part of the thrill for him? Like, does he see that as a challenge, or is he just
getting
stupid?
Getting away with something? I don't know.
Yeah. All right, well, coming up, we pretend to know a lot of stuff. We'll get into that here shortly. Also, what 4th of July is going to cost you, and what you need to teach your kids about money. News that didn't make the news is coming up here in the next 15 minutes. We also got more listener appreciation fun. But first, let's check the roads. We have Denise now with your latest traffic. Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 741. Rain, thunder, developing by noon and continuing in the afternoon. We'll see a high around 86. Right now, 72 at Cincinnati's Q102. It was hot out yesterday. I was walking into Kroger, and, you know, it's not the first hot day that I've experienced, but I could feel the heat of the sun on this side of my body, just because the sun was angled a little bit to my left, and the heat on the left side of my body was that much more intense, which would stand to reason. However, do you ever notice that at any other time of the year?
No.
Do I know a difference between one side of the body and the other?
I mean, certainly, you know, you feel the heat of the sun, but this was different. It was hot all over, and it felt like there was a intense heat lamp, like, right on the side of my body that was exposed to the sun. In the middle of the day, in broad daylight.
Well, it's crazy. Let it, because Merle is a little black dog, and then my mom's dogs are chocolate labs. And just letting them out for a few minutes and then letting them in the house, they're hot. I mean, you could just
feel
the heat on their fur. And it's just like, oh, you poor things. It's terrible out there.
Shout out to everyone doing construction outside.
Oh, yeah. Right. And yard work.
Mm-hmm. Digging ditches.
Speaking of yard
stuff.
Work, Foster was at our house yesterday. He was weeding the garden beds.
Ugh.
Nice.
And Kristen kept going out there saying, can I get you anything to drink? Like, you want? He's like, no, I'm good.
He's got his headphones on.
He's got his headphones on and he's cheerful and he's always smile. He just loves it.
It's
up Foster.
Hmm. Yeah. He's a guy that's done yard work for me and Tim. And
yep.
Well, then, do you feel like there he's kind of acclimated? Not that anyone's acclimated to 100 degrees, but working in the heat
when you're
all
in
the
it every
time,
day, you're probably a little more adjusted to it than.
Yeah. Than like know, if we were out there picking out weeds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this kid can do anything. He's young. He's in college. And he seems to really like it. Does a great job. Anyway, this doesn't factor into the cost of beer and fireworks, but Jen was talking about the average 4th of July barbecue and what it's going to cost if you have, say, 10 people over.
I don't ever buy these lists. I know when these lists come out at Thanksgiving and they say, oh, you can have a party for 8 people for $27. No.
I know. I agree.
Like it
when there's like the average cost
so
per
low-balled.
Person for Thanksgiving meal is $3.07. You're like, what are you eating?
Yeah. What is on the meal
and
plan?
And you're not. Yeah.
Yeah. They figured it out by looking at the average prices of some 4th of July staples. And the average, I suppose, it you know, costs more in some areas and less in other areas, depending on how expensive the cost of living is. But the average across the board throughout the country for 10 people will cost just under $60 this year, or just under $6 per person. You know, they figure a couple pounds of hamburger plus cheese and buns will run you around $14. 3 pounds of pork will run you around $12. 2 pounds of boneless chicken breast run you around $7.
It's a lot of meat you're serving.
2.5 pounds homemade potato salad. Oh, homemade potato salad. Cost
but
you $2.75.
Like even the ingredients for the potato salad are more than that, you know.
Hmm.
A bag of potatoes is more than $2.75.
How much would a 32-ounce thing of beans run you? A couple bucks?
That's not too bad. They're usually like two for $3. You know, yeah. You can get like those 16-ounce cans, $2 for $3 or $2 for $2 at Kroger.
Then you get a 13-ounce bag of potato chips, run you about $5. Chocolate chip cookies would run you $4.
Are we only buying one bag of chips for 10 people?
Yeah, because you got all this other stuff. You got chocolate chip cookies and strawberries and ice cream and lemonade and
I think that's
all that
the
meat.
Problem when I go shopping and purchasing this kind of stuff.
Never knowing
I would
how much
always,
to get.
No, I don't. And I would always buy way too much. Like you say, you know, one bag of chips for 10 people. Like, I'm buying chips as if that's the one and only thing they're putting on their
same.
Plate. Yeah. So I buy, yeah.
Well, and what if you buy one bag of Doritos and that person's not a fan of Cool Ranch? You got to have the plain classic Lay's there for other folks. You know, you can't just have one bag of chips. Plus, what if you have the kids over and you got to buy those Cheetos that look like paws?
When we lived in Florida, Jen would occasionally entertain at her house back when she liked people at her house. And
I still. Oh, let's do it on Friday. Make the punch on Friday.
Oh my God.
Get
I don't
sugar.
Even have that recipe anymore.
Oh, you can find
it's
it.
Up in like,
okay.
We're good.
All right. Yeah. I think I can figure it out.
So,
I'll call my aunt. I'm sure she remembers.
When we lived in Florida, you know, we didn't have Kroger in Florida, so we would shop at Publix, which is a big popular grocery chain down there. And Jen would always get like these party platter size
Cuban sandwiches.
I
they
loved
were awesome.
Them. They were great.
Mm-hmm.
And she always got like way too much, way more than she should. So, I mean, you'd walk out of there with like plates full of this stuff for yourself that you could have the next day.
I always was afraid of running out. I never wanted to run out.
Yeah.
Nope, you never did.
No, nope. Send everybody home with something.
I'm the same way. I'd rather send you home with the food than to be like, well, I guess I got to throw a pizza in the oven because we have no food.
Yep. Yeah. Champagne punch.
Nothing
what
wrong
kind
with
of champagne
leftovers.
Is it? That we have?
Oh, nothing expensive. Oh.
Oh, you're going to put it in your punch?
Well, I thought that's what you wanted me to do.
I don't know the recipe.
I think they have that champagne earmarked for something else.
Okay. Yeah.
We can get some
champagne. I have it champagned for something else. I have a bottle at my house. I'll bring it in.
No, I think we need a specific kind. Oh. I'll look into it.
Let's forego the champagne and do PBR.
Yeah.
Sure.
PBR me ASAP.
As long as it's cold, it's good with me.
I like it
Pabst
on draft.
Blue ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon has created giant 1776 packs of PBR. Get it?
Those are great.
In honor of Independence Day.
Well, PBR did those one. Remember last year they had, was it 99 cans in one thing?
Oh, yeah.
When you went to the store? like when you went to the Party Source, there was like, they were lined up. It was like one big long thing.
99 bottles of beer on the wall.
So is it a fun name or are there actually 1,776 cans
there
in
there? There are actually, well, let's see. Yes, 1,776 beers in a single box. It is unclear what the dimensions
Very
are,
big
Tim.
Box.
But they look like they would take up the entire bed of a pickup truck. 1,776 cans is a lot of beer. For context, that is the equivalent of 148 12-packs.
So the let's say the average serious beer drinker on the 4th of July,
yes.
How many cans of beer will they drink?
I mean, what time
the individual?
What time did we start 12. Drinking? Was it
Started
did we
noon.
Start drinking at noon
between noon and 2?
And we went until 11 or 12?
Listen.
Think about 1 to 2 beers an hour.
A buddy of mine retired early.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he does his best to kind of keep himself busy, but I think he needs to go back to work because he admitted to me the other day, like, he's doing a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of beer drinking. Just out of boredom. You know?
I used to work with a guy. Him and his wife had a pool, and they would they both worked in radio, and they both worked in the morning, so did I. So we'd all be done around lunchtime, and we'd go over to their pool, and we'd get drunk on a Friday and just enjoy a day in the pool. And we'd get there at 12:30. Dan and Gene would be home by noon, and they would have already killed a 36-pack of Busch Light between the two of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you've been home for 40 minutes.
The Busch Light, that's where it's at. It's mostly water. That's what I'm always told when somebody tells
just
me.
Just hydrating, Timmy.
That's what my boyfriend says. I'll be like, babe, you've had like 4 beers and no water. He's like, beer's 99% water. I'm like, you have to hydrate. You're at the pool.
Right.
So I'm just, you know, I'm thinking 1,776. How many people will that? How many people would you have to invite to your house to drink it all in a day?
Yeah, because if it's 148 12-packs or more than 10.5 kegs, that's another way to look at it. Yeah, it just depends. I mean, I know people who can really put it away. I don't know that they could put away a 12-pack in a given day, but maybe they could.
If everyone had 6 beers, you would need 296 people.
That's not many.
If you do an open house and they come and go.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, you can't just pull up to the gas station and have a forklift drop one of these bad boys into your truck. They're not for sale, at least not yet. They only made them for 4 partners, the beer chilling company Igloo Coolers, the skateboarding podcast crew The 9 Club, comedian Ali Makovsky, and the Michigan emo band Hot Mulligan.
We could get one of these for your wedding, Tim.
There you go.
Okay, sure.
Like a huge beer pod.
We'll be able to watch them because all 4 of them are going to document their progress making it through these 1,776 packs online. And they'll have until Labor Day to finish them.
Hmm.
And by the way, Fritchie Pabst is also bringing back their 99 packs, which you can buy.
Yeah, they have them.
Yeah. All right, guys, 7:51.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.